It's a Sunday night at Crook's Corner in Chapel Hill, and it's busy. The line for dinner is just out the front door, under the pink fiberglass pig and the hubcaps along the outside wall. Head chef Bill Smith is darting back and forth from the kitchen to the dining room, saying hello to guests. He probably knows everybody there and has also probably fed them dozens of times. Still, the modest Smith can't believe the news. Crook's has won a James Beard Award.
It sort of came from out of the blue. I wasn't expecting it, but I think we probably earned this one.
Last week, the James Beard Foundation announced Crook's Corner is one of five eateries in the country to receive a 2011 America's Classics Award. America's Classics is a Hall of Fame-like collection of restaurants known for quality food and lasting appeal. Bill Smith.
Well, I feel like we're really a part of the fabric of this community. I really feel that very strongly. I feel like I'm sort of giving a dinner party every night. Everybody's welcomed here, and I want everyone to have a good time and then have a good dinner, and I think that's certainly reason enough.
The kitchen moves to a Mexican beat, working to get hot plates out. They're already out of tamales and green Tabasco chicken, and there are three artichokes left. Gail Morrell is also coming in and out of the kitchen. She has worked for Crook's for a dozen years.
Tonight I am managing. Some nights I'm bartending, some nights I'm waiting tables, and I'll even host when I need to host. So name the night and I'll name the job.
Morrell calls the James Beard Award awesome. She says all of her years at Crook's hasn't made it any easier choosing a favorite dish.
When I sit down to dinner, I have to look at the menu like everyone else does and make a decision because, you know, it always changes. There are things I look forward to every year, like soft shell crab and honeysuckle sorbet, and I'm always happy to see them back.
But there is one thing that never leaves the menu. Original chef Bill Nils' shrimp and grits. And in just a few minutes, this helping of shrimp and grits is headed to Crook's Corner General Manager and owner Gene Hamer. He's been trying to get a plate all night, giving his original plate away to a hungry customer.
I'm a plain grits kind of guy. Cheese grits I like, but I like just plain grits with salt and pepper and a pat of butter.
Yeah, me too.
I grew up on.
Yeah. Crook's has been around for nearly 30 years. Hamer gives a lot of the credit for the award to his longtime chefs.
It's a wonderful recognition, and we're all excited about it. Bill Smith has done a wonderful job the past 18 years, and before him, Bill Neal.
Crook's Corner already knows it's a James Beard winner, but there are other restaurants in the Triangle area up for other honors at the Lincoln Center Awards Ceremony on May 9th. In fact, almost half of the semifinalists for Best Chef in the Southeast are from the Triangle. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.